We were warned.
Bringing in severe thunderstorm activity, which is associated with very strong gusting winds reaching about 100, 120 kilometers per hour in places.
The roads are extremely, extremely wet. People need to stay off the road.
But in reality, we were never going to be fully prepared for it. This past Tuesday, we were challenged with a severe storm.
I was driving along the N2 heading towards the mountains of Tochi, and then suddenly there was like heavy, heavy rain. But I drive a big car, so I thought it would be fine, but the rain just got more and more intense, and then a huge wind came up, and then the wind basically was sort of rocking the car.
Flooded roads, offices and homes.
I went out and thought it was completely flooded. So outside our kitchen door, it started river.
Water started flooding the office and the awnings were also breaking. So people from the office needed to move their cars and leave the awnings.
Children who've got dormitories on the ground level will now be sitting in the TV lounges and common areas.
Drivers with blurred visions.
For a moment there, you're blinded by these sheets of water just covering your windscreen. You can't see anything for a few seconds.
Next to people in on the N3 coming down to town and going up to Johannesburg, there's a lot of mist. It's no visibility at all.
Extreme winds.
The winds, gusts, they are quite scary. As a precaution, the schools was closed early. People were asked to evacuate their kids as soon as they could.
These winds of more than 45 km per hour just pounding your vehicle.
Roads, properties and hospitals were affected.
I can confirm that some of our health facilities have been adversely affected.
And lives were lost.
A young boy aged about 12 years old was swept away by a small stream. Emergency services responded to the scene and found that tragically he had already passed away when they arrived on scene.
A container from a truck blew off and it fell on top of their vehicle. An ex-police officer died instantly.
After a freak accident, when a member of staff tried to take shelter behind a wall on the beachfront and it fell on her, unfortunately she passed on.
But once again you stood up and said, let's help each other.
And we'd like to extend a very big thank you to East Coast Radio, Gift of the Givers, and all our sponsors that actually made an effort to ensure that we were warm last night.
A big thank you to the owner of that BP garage in Joyner Road, who provided refuge to a whole bunch of
thanks
us.
Thanks to you guys, who sent through meals, blankets, and mattresses. Our children actually had a really good night last night.
I had a burst tire. I saw a super quick franchise nearby, so I just drove in. Those good guys at least they fixed my tire on the house.
Spirit of Ubuntu in KZN came through strong. Hundreds have been online on the streets just helping those who were affected.
KZN East Coast Radio would like to thank you for always coming through in times of need.